I tell you what, I've missed this fella. And it's great to finally have him back and be back to be able to have a chat to him. Good morning, President Trump.
Good morning, Bridget Spider Monkey. Tremendous to talk with me again. You just got me in the middle of catching up on Game of Thrones on my DVR. Such a tremendous show. You know, the savagery, the naked aggression, the brutal quest for power. Oh, wait. That's a recording of the press conference that the Democrats are debating on whether or not to impeach me. Sorry. Same difference. My mistake.
No, but seriously, it's good to have you back on the show again, sir. You're happy to be back.
Yes, and thank God the Mueller report officially settled all my country's political differences. Am I right?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, Mr. President.
And it's all done. It's all behind us.
Well, since you brought up impeachment already, what do you think the Democrats, do you think they're going to impeach you? I mean, some of them want to impeach you, but others think it'll come back to bite them in 2020. Do you think they'll really go the impeachment route?
Look, frankly, I don't really care what they do, but they should drop the impeachment talk, because if I get impeached, then they're all stuck with Mike Pence. I mean, do they really want that?
Sir, I'm standing right here. I heard every word you said.
Oh, awkward. Forget what I said, Mike. Look, guys, I did nothing wrong. There's no collusion, no obstruction, nothing. Nothing.
Yeah, well, when we're looking at it, you look at the moment, there's a lot of Democrats running for president in 2020. It's going to be a huge year. And former Vice President Joe Biden as well has just kicked off his campaign. People saying that he's way too old. But when you look at the other spectrum, you got Mayor Pete, who's openly gay, speaks seven languages, very impressive, only 37, sir.
37 years old. You know, I have unfiled tax returns that are older than Mayor Pete. Isn't that crazy? And, you know, frankly, he's not that impressive with languages, because I speak a lot of languages, too. Did you know I was multilingual?
No, do you really?
Oh.
Yes, I speak English, I speak American, I speak United Statesian. I also speak Australian, and I can say, how much did you spend at Tiffany's in Slovenian? Yeah, true. And I know the number system at the McDonald's drive-thru better than any of my own kids. Just ask my son, Brian. I can order anything from them, believe me.
Don't you mean Baron, your son Baron?
Whatever.
Are you concerned about the Congress trying to go after your financial records, sir?
That is totally uncalled for, Bridge. It's presidential harassment.
Right.
It's congressional overreach around. You know what I'm talking about, Spider? Spider knows. Spider knows.
Yeah. Well, let's move on and some of the important topics. Have you had a chance to speak to Tiger Woods? You did tweet that he's one of the great players, and he just did win one of the biggest Masters golf tournaments in the world.
Yes, he's a great friend of mine, tremendous talent. And I will tell you, biggest comeback in all of sports history. Tiger's feeling so good about himself right now. He's finally thinking about cheating with porn star again. It's nice to see him coming back to normal.
And is it true that you're going to award him the Presidential Medal of Freedom?
What?
Yes, that is true. Tiger is somebody very special. He's a true champion. So much so that in addition to the Presidential Medal, I'm signing an executive order that will make the pancake restaurant down in Orlando, Florida, where Tiger used to go and hook up with the waitress, we're going to make that a national monument. Well, at least the parking lot.
Oh.
Hey, just looking at the news reports, it looks like, and we understand, it's the First Lady's birthday tomorrow.
Aww.
Is that true?
Yes, Melania's big day. Big day. She's going to be best tomorrow. You know, she's turning 39 years old. Yuck. I mean, that's so exciting, isn't it? 49. Who would have thought that Donald Trump would be with an almost 50-year-old woman voluntarily? Voluntarily. It's quite an accomplishment on my part, really is.
Thanks for calling, President Trump.
Stay huge, Gold Coast.